time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I don't know about you, but I'm getting so sick and tired of our presidential candidates who are running for the most prestigious office in the world, acting like school kids with their "I didn't," "did too," picking at each other. How about letting us know about their positions on matters of world peace or national security, besides Trump's plan to build a fence along the Texas border with Mexico? I don't care who you like. How about them acting like grown-ups for a change? I was talking to a friend the other day, and she told me about a mutual acquaintance who had fallen for the "grandma, this is your grandson" scam for about $47,000. Actually, she got clipped twice in the same day. I think she needs to change banks, as they should have caught that one. This is just a warning. There are people out there who will steal you blind in a second. If you don't know where your grandkids are, find out when you get a call like that. I was working the night shift one night, and about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, a lady and two men came to the check stand with a cart full of groceries. When I finished checking them out, the lady handed me a credit card, and it had my then mother-in-law's name on it. I said, "That's my mother-in-law's name," and she didn't react. Turned out her first name was the same as my mother-in-law's. As soon as I got home that morning, I called her, and she had a drawer full of credit cards. I told her to cut them up, and it turned out the mailman had put her card in the wrong box, and the resident's grandson got a hold of it and used it, maxed it out in 2 days. So, be on the lookout and watch everything carefully. As I was listening to the news on KINS this past Monday morning, the announcer talked about two new bills going through the procedure. One was a mandatory 3-month birth time off for folks with a new baby. The other was a law forbidding most stores from selling tobacco products. Now, I don't smoke, and I don't like smoking or tobacco use, but that is unfair and ridiculous. Then came the one about the tax structure for marijuana sales. Sounds complicated, and that it would cost more to enforce than it was worth. They are making laws for everything. What's next? You can't use peanut butter and jam at the same time? I had my last comment taped and typed before I learned that Jimmy Smith had passed. Fred Nelson's comment on the next Friday pretty much covered what I would have said. So long, Jimmy. It was good to know you. Jimmy and I met at Freshwater Park when the pool was being discussed, and we got to be good friends after that, having lunch or breakfast at Adele's every so often. It's too bad that the good ones have to go so soon, but that's life, I guess. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.